This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and let's begin today with education and a challenge caused by educational success. Once upon a time, there was an avenue available to students in Massachusetts who didn't fit into the traditional school model. They could enroll in one of the state's vocational technical schools and learn a trade, and upon graduation, head right into the workforce. But times have changed, and so have the state's voc tech schools. A recent piece in Commonwealth Magazine tells the story of how these schools are now highly competitive. Many of them actually outperform district schools on standardized tests and graduation rates, which means they've become more selective and more difficult for students to get into, which raises a big question. Are vocational technical schools in Massachusetts, because of this success, shutting out the very students they're supposed to be reaching? To help answer that question, we're joined in the studio by Bob Dutch. He's the superintendent of the Upper Cape Regional Technical School in Bourne and president of the Massachusetts Association of Vocational Administrators. And Bob Dutch, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Also joining us by telephone is New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell. Mayor Mitchell, welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Well, thanks for having me, Anthony.
So let me start with you, Mr. Mayor. To what extent are you concerned that a lot of students who would benefit from voc tech education are being left behind?
Well, it's a big concern, and I think you're right in characterizing the problem in part as an attribute of the success of vocational schools in Massachusetts. Vocational schools have a selective admissions process, and although I can speak most authoritatively to the process here in New Bedford at our regional vocational school, their experience, I think, is fairly representative of the rest of the state. In other words, they have a process of which through which they select students based almost exclusively on academic performance, behavioral record, and attendance record, all of which correlate, of course. And so it has resulted over the years in they're drawing a cohort of higher performing students and leaving behind a set of students that are the ones who fit the profile of kids who most benefited from a vocational setting. That is to say, students who may have had a blemish on his or her academic record or behavioral record, and who may not thrive in a traditional classroom, but who could take apart a car and thrive in a trade. Those kids are not getting those opportunities anymore as they once did. And
it sounds like the problem here, though, is that you're concerned that voc tech schools have just become too good. I mean, is that the problem in your view, or what's the analysis?
No, it's the process. So yeah. It is. Those schools, under authority of the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, select which students they want to have in, and they're funded by public dollars, and they have an admissions process that is more like a private school, and actually more. Like private schools, and actually more advantageous than charter schools. Charter schools, by and large, select their students in Massachusetts by lottery. This is actually what vocational schools have at hand is a process not only to select the highest performing and best behaved students and the incentive to do so because they're subject to state testing like any other school, but also the discretion on whom to attrit from the school. So if a kid acts up and misbehaves, they can deselect that student from the school and watch that kid go back to the comprehensive high school.
All right, Mayor Mitchell, I want to hear from Superintendent Bob Dutch. Mr. Superintendent, are students being left behind? And if so, what's your analysis? But left behind by voc tech schools?
Well, I'm not sure that left behind is the right word. I think that the real issue here is that the demand for vocational education outstrips the space that's available for students. I think ideally in a perfect world, we would be able to provide the opportunity for every student who wants to have that opportunity. The selection process, while being based on grades, discipline, attendance, also incorporates two other components, an interview in most school districts, as well as a recommendation from a guidance counselor or a sending teacher. So there's certainly incentive for students to do well if they've identified that vocational education is the path that they would like to go down. I think it's, you know, to make a determination that there's a certain type of student who should be attending a technical school is an assumption based on the old vision of career and technical education.
So is that older vision no longer relevant today? Is that what you're saying, or no longer appropriate today?
I think it's less relevant. Yeah. Technology has certainly changed the face of vocational education. To be an automotive technician, it requires a great deal of understanding of technology, the ability to think creatively. It's not just a hands-on process any longer in diagnosing a problem and repairing it.
But if I understand what Mayor Mitchell is talking about, let me ask the question this way. Should the mission of Voc Tech schools be to educate the same mix of students that represent the districts from which they're pulling from?
I'm not sure that that's what the mission should be, but I would venture to guess that if you look at the statistics, and I can certainly speak from the perspective of Upper Cape Tech and most of the other regional vocational schools, they do represent the communities from which they draw. Specifically, if we're talking about special ed populations, which I know has been a concern, most vocational technical schools have special ed percent populations that are greater than the communities from which they draw.
Hmm. What are you seeing in your area, Mayor Mitchell, in regard to that?
Yeah, we're seeing a huge disparity. And so in the case of special ed, 19% of the students in our comprehensive high school, New Bedford High School, are designated special ed. At the vocational school, it's only 6%. The disparity is even more stark when it comes to English language learners, that is students whose first language is not English. In New Bedford High School, 22% of the students are characterized as ELL, and only 2% at New Bedford Voc. Those kids are just not getting in because 90% of the score, of the admission score, to get into Greater New Bedford Regional Vocational Technical High School is based on academics attendance, and many of these kids, especially immigrants from Central America, have a tough time showing up for school because they're also working and behavior. Hmm. So the practical effect is that the kids who are, you know, who are struggling in the traditional academic settings in middle school are really either not applying because they don't think that they have any chance of getting in, or they actually try and they don't get in. And it's, I think it's hard to justify in this day and age. I think it'd be far more even keeled if like charter schools, vocational schools had a random selection process.
Bob Dutch, why not a random selection process, given what the mayor's talking about there?
Well, I think primarily the random selection process wouldn't solve the real problem, which is access. The number of available seats wouldn't be addressed by that issue.
And I can just add a number to that. I want to let you continue there, but I want to just, I'm just noticing this, that according to the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, 3,200 students were on a wait list at Massachusetts vocational schools last school year. So that really speaks to what you're talking about.
It does. The other part of that is that a lottery system is not a basis for the selection process in many opportunities that students have, whether it's applying for a job, applying to college. Those are not situations by which we self-select through the lottery process.
Well, so how do we solve this problem of just not enough seats? Does it expand the number of Voc Tech schools, right?
Well, I'm not sure that expanding the number of technical schools is practical either. There are costs that are associated with that. Vocational technical schools were developed 50 plus years ago, and the state made a significant commitment financially to construct those buildings. To try and replicate that today would not be practical and probably not feasible given the cost.
So Yeah. So what would be the solution?
I think there are creative solutions to the problem. I think one of the benefits of a regional vocational school is the schedule and the week about system that they have. It allows students to gain some experiences through cooperative education and to see the full range of an industry. And I'll use culinary arts as an example. Because it's a full-day program, students do prep, they do service, and then they do cleanup at the end of the day. So they see the full range of a restaurant business. If they're in a two-hour-a-day program, then they're not having that opportunity. Employers won't hire students for 2 hours a day through cooperative education. So the solution, as I see it, is to identify creative partnerships whereby traditional comprehensive schools partner with vocational schools to develop satellite opportunities that represent almost a school within a school, where students have a week of academics and then alternatively they have a week of technical programming either on site in space that exists in the traditional high school or off site at a satellite location. Whatever that might be.
Mary Mitchell, how does that sound to you, or what is your proposed solution to this problem?
So I think the problem with that proposal is that it creates a two-tiered system. In other words, if you extend opportunities to students in comprehensive high schools who weren't admitted into their vocational school to get some vocational training. Sure, they'll get the training, but they won't get the certificate at the end. They won't have their proverbial ticket punched. They won't have that diploma from the vocational school that employers are looking for. So it would be a Band-Aid and a real cure. I think going to a random selection process is more legitimate in the sense that you would ensure more or less that the student populations in the vocational schools would reflect fairly the community from which they came, and you can be sure of that. Sure, of course, colleges don't select by random selection, and employers don't either. But the mission of public education is very different from a private college or certainly from a for-profit business. I mean, public schools are in the business of offering opportunity to everybody, and at this point, given the way that vocational schools admit students, that's just not happening.
So, Bob Dutch, what's wrong with random selection process and applying essentially the same kind of selection process to voc tech schools as district schools?
Well, again, as I said previously, it doesn't address the issue of access. And to speak to two of the points that the mayor had identified, what I was proposing would provide them the opportunity for those credentials upon graduation, because they would have the same amount of time in the technical area that a student has at a comprehensive district, at a regional technical school. I think also the data that the mayor is working with may be specific to New Bedford, while what we see elsewhere is that the data regarding populations is representative of the localities. If you look at even socioeconomic status and the percentage of students that are in regional school districts, it's surpassing what is in the town high school. And that really is the mission of regional schools, to provide opportunities for those students who can't afford to go on to college potentially.
Well, interesting problem. Great to have two perspectives here. That's Bob Dutch, the superintendent of the Upper Cape Regional Tech School in Bourne and president of the Massachusetts Association of Vocational Administrators. Bob Dutch, thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And John Mitchell is the mayor of New Bedford. Mayor Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us as well.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, we'll speak to Robert Massey, who's entering the race for governor to take on the nation's most popular governor. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.